Deterring Black Vultures, David Sparks, Ag Information Network. Yesterday, we did a story talking about black vultures and their detrimental effect on livestock. Now, how do we keep them away?
No matter what the wildlife species, you don't want to get really too comfortable just using one tool because the birds or any wildlife can really become acclimated or desensitized to that. So you want to keep them guessing a little bit.
Lee Humberg, Indiana State Director for USDA's Wildlife Services, advocates starting with non-lethal methods.
Sometimes the birds are going to be there whether you want them there or not, or they just don't care what you do. In that case, you got to get a little bit more creative. There's what are called effigies, and essentially they are dummy dead birds or artificial or taxidermied birds that represent a bird that has died there. I've always likened it to sending up a black flag on a pirate ship. You know, it's kind of a warning to stay away. So hopefully the birds associate the dead brethren. Being there is not the place to be. You really want to sell them with the vision because, yeah, they could care less about their buddy smelling, whereas, you know, vultures do have a greater sense of smell than I, but black vultures, not as well a developed sense of smell from the literature compared to turkey vultures. So sometimes they kind of follow the turkey vultures around, let the turkey vultures find the food, and then they kick them off because they have a slightly more aggressive temperament.
It's definitely one of our most effective tools to deter them. But as Lee spoke to earlier, we almost never put all of our eggs in one basket.
Interesting analogy, given that we're talking birds here. This report was produced by the Ag Information Network. I'm David Sparks.